You're tuned in to Your Shoes Untied on 90.1 FM. Katie is here co-hosting this week, and we need to address something important. Massive trigger warning. Sexual assault slash rape. The views I express are my own as Lauren Fiorello and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, SFU, or any related parties. As far as I know, these allegations are alleged, and I will have to make them as such. On Monday, La Lune posted to their Instagram account, and I quote, "Due to the recent accusations of rape, sexual assault, coercion, and manipulation committed by singer, guitar player, and founding member Ethan Rabalkin, we have decided to cut all personal and professional ties with him, ultimately ending the band. We believe the victims and admire their bravery in coming forward. We are absolutely disgusted by the accounts we have heard and believe that Ethan is a danger to the community. Thank you for all the love, support, and kindness you've shown towards this project. Our hearts go out to the victims. Sincerely, Olivia Wells, Nima Walker, and Taylor Posse." End quote. Katie saw this right after it was posted and sent it to me. I cannot begin to express how disgusted and furious I am. I have been a La Lune fan since they opened for Ringo Death Star in 2023. I have followed along as they've gotten bigger and bigger. I have been actively promoting Eternal Circle since its release and been singing its praises on the show. Before all this, Katie and I planned to play Expressionless on the show, and today we will not. CJSF has removed La Lune's discography from our library. Katie and I have both blocked La Lune on Spotify and will continue to support Hillsborough, Nima's band, and young friend Taylor's band. Ben, one of La Lune's original members, who is credited on La Lune's Spotify, is now in the band computer, and I suggest supporting them as well. Olivia, currently, as far as we know, does not have any ongoing projects. But I urge you to continue following her. Her Instagram is Olivia Cool Kid, to see any further artistic endeavors she pursues. In a situation like this, it is very rare to have the primary allegations come directly from the band. In most cases, the band usually decides to split up after someone else has already come forward to avoid collateral damage. I am incredibly proud of Olivia, Nima, and Taylor for being so proactive about this and believing the victims without question, as well as Cherry Pick, whose project Ethan was also in. Cherry has provided resources for those who need support and have been impacted in her Instagram bio. Katie has also contributed some resources she would like to share after I'm done here. It says a lot about the validity of the situation if the remaining members of La Lune and their record label Play Dead reacted so strongly. But what makes me really angry is how few bands I've seen share the post since it was put up on Monday publicly on their stories, when over 1,000 people had shared the original post privately. I follow a lot of bands, a lot. I maybe counted 5 bands that shared it. I've been actively monitoring it. <sighs> People don't realize the impact their silence has in a situation like this. People also often stay silent due to personal relationships and alignments with the accused. Someone like him is very well known in the community. It has a lot of connections, a lot of resources. But for those of you who stand by someone in this situation, I really urge you to consider that if the remaining members of the band were the ones to call this out, should you really be aligning with someone with these kinds of accusations? But you know what? I'm sure many of you don't, and are just paralyzed in fear. This is a classic bystander effect scenario. You know, when I posted it on my story immediately after it happened, I expected a lot of you to be having an active dialogue about this, to be speaking out in support of the victims, even if we don't know the details. The remaining members of La Lune are well-respected members in the music scene. They have acted in total, radical integrity. It is safe to say that, again, they have very good reasons to have done this. Some of you commented, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's so awful. I'm gonna miss you guys." That's not enough. That doesn't spread awareness about something this serious. Something this detrimental to our community. That doesn't get you off the hook in moral responsibility as community leaders. As musicians and public figures, in this scene, we are in a great position of power. Yet I see very few of you understanding what power you hold. And this is why nothing gets done. Because you're scared of what it might mean to your band and its reputation. You're scared of confronting something like this because it means that you let someone into safe spaces where a lot of very vulnerable people exist. Someone who's accused of horrible acts. We, as a community, have failed. And this happens again and again and again. It happened to me. When I was a lot younger, I tried to publicly call out an abuser in the local art scene. And no one believed me. No one stood up for me. No one even checked on me. Because he wrongly defamed me publicly. It was humiliating and isolating. Even if people didn't believe him, he made me look crazy. And I think people just really didn't care enough about me to get involved. Didn't want to get involved, didn't want to be inconvenienced. To support me, the victim, to create awareness around someone who went off and did the same thing to others. And they still had a platform. They still continue to make art and to use that platform to find more victims. To the alleged victims in this situation, I completely believe you. I stand with you. And you deserve so much better than what people are doing for you right now. You deserve justice. And yet very few people have spoken out on your behalf. It makes me sick. I've seen this happen to others as well. Others who have been met with the same fate as me. Forced to swallow the trauma of what you went through and be expected to just carry on as if nothing happened. I do not know any of the details of this situation, but I know what you're going through. And I want to use my platform to demand justice for you all. What happened to you cannot be erased or avoided. Even if the community tries to. But I want you to know that your bravery shines a light on the truth. And that truth forces us to confront that we enable abusers in sacred spaces. People very much don't want to do that, to upset the status quo. But this is how we fix the system that enables people to take advantage of others. To say this won't happen again ever is a pipe dream. But what Olivia, Nima, and Taylor did is the blueprint for how we move forward in this situation and many others. But that also calls upon you, as a member of our community, to take action. It's 2025. And yet I've watched many of you post show footage and political messages that sure are very important, but you're ignoring the glaring issues around you. If you could look past yourself and your own interests by simply sharing a post that also, may I add, probably has been limited by the Instagram algorithm due to its content, you'd be doing a lot. And that is what I want to ask of all of you. Collective silence is complicit in abuse. This was obviously very triggering for me. I am grateful to have some really wonderful people around me, like Katie, that may not have known me at that time, but they hold space for me in that now. We have very difficult conversations like this. They encouraged me to share my story even in limited detail. I hope that sharing this with whoever is listening makes someone feel supported, someone feel less alone, feel safe in coming forward if the fear of retribution has been holding them back. I want to let everyone know that if you need support, my DMs are open and completely confidential on Your Shoes Untied show on Instagram. No one should have to feel alone. I was also inspired by Nima recently posting the lyrics to Fell on Hillsborough's Instagram. It was very brave and vulnerable for him to do so. And he said he hoped it would make others feel safe to do the same. And because of that, we're going to be listening to the acoustic version of Fell up first. But I want to leave off with saying, stop avoiding. Start taking action. Start talking about this. Start talking about how we can handle this better. It's on you. Thank you.
If you or your loved ones have been impacted by this situation or similar, there are a myriad of resources available for you to access. You are not alone, and support is available 24/7 across British Columbia. You can call Victim Link BC anytime, day or night, at 1-800-563-0808. It's free, confidential, and available in over 150 languages. They can connect you to services including emotional support, legal information, and crisis response. For survivors needing medical attention or forensic care, sexual assault services are available at hospitals across BC. These services can provide STI prevention, pregnancy support, and evidence collection up to 7 days after an assault. You do not need to involve the police to access this care. In Vancouver, Salal Sexual Violence Support Center offers 24/7 crisis line at 604-255-6344 or toll-free at 1-877-392-7583. Salal provides trauma-informed counseling, legal support, and accompaniment to hospitals or court for women, trans, two-spirit, and non-binary survivors. Battered Women's Support Services also offers a crisis line, legal advocacy, and programming for Indigenous and Latin communities. Visit bwss.org or call 604-687-1867. For Indigenous individuals, The Ku'us Crisis Line provides culturally safe 24-hour support. Call 1-800-588-8717. If you're under 25, Foundry BC is a youth-focused resource with mental health, sexual health, and safety services online and in person at centers across the province. Visit foundrybc.ca. And if you're seeking legal guidance, the Stand Informed program through the Community Legal Assistance Society offers free, confidential legal advice to survivors of sexual violence. You can also reach HealthLink BC at 1-888 for non-emergency health questions and referrals, including help finding mental health or assault support services near you. If you're in a crisis, please don't wait. Call the 24-hour Rape Crisis Line at 604-872-8212 or the Suicide Crisis Helpline by dialing 988. Many of these resources are also currently linked in the bio of Laloon's Instagram account. You deserve support, safety, and care. You do not have to go through it alone.
Beg you to stay.